All right, so welcome to another episode of Stage Dive with the Headbang.
That's right. It's the most underrated tag team finisher in the world today. I was looking down here, and I should have been looking up there.
Yes, look up there. Yes. Not down here. Well, just look at me, because I'm so pretty. So anyway, it was I don't know when this episode is going to air, so I guess it's going back. But there was a finish on NXT.
Right.
It was a match with Blake Monroe.
I heard about this.
The North American Women's Champion versus Thea Hale.
Yep.
I saw it.
I did not see it.
And basically what happened was Thea hits this, I don't even know the names of these moves they call anymore. She basically jumped on the middle rope, springboarded back, landed on her back. Looked very stiff.
It does like a flippy.
There was no flip. No flip? It was literally hitting a back bump on top of her.
Okay.
Sammy gets down to referee. 1, 2, 3. As he hit 3, Blake Monroe just lifts her arm in the air. Doesn't lift and turn to get her shoulder up. It just throws her arm in the air. He hits 3.
As well as he should have.
As well as he should have. So when you go on the internet and everyone starts writing, botched finish, botched match, referee messed up, referee fucked up. Let me get something straight here. Referee did not mess up. The referee, Sammy, did exactly what he's supposed to do. Count 3. Because if he would have done the old swoop, because he knew that technically wasn't the finish, that would have been heat on him. Yep. And then all the fans would have been like, Thea won. So he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Why Blake Monroe didn't kick out or make a bigger effort, I don't know. I wasn't there. But congratulations to Thea for winning the belt. And I think it's kind of funny because, you know, Stone Cold always came out with Hell Yeah. So now it's Hell Yeah.
Hell.
Hell, because they're Thea Hale. So Hell Yeah, Thea is the North American Women's Champion.
Okay. So, and it's funny too, because do you remember who told us and told all the other refs to make sure they count the same pace every single time?
Even if it's at a medium pace?
Right. Everything should be done at a medium pace. Earl Hebner, he always told us, he goes, I'm going to count 3, like it's the finish every single time. And now when we do these independent shows, it's funny because the refs always come up to us and go, what's the finish? Count 3, like it's
count 3.
Every single one of them's the finish. And this way you don't look bad. If we don't kick out, that's the finish.
And speaking of botched finishes, we had one last year at the Squared Circle.
We did.
With Al Snow and Cal.
Yep, Hero.
Hero. And it was funny because we told the ref, just count 3. It doesn't matter if the referee knows the finish or not. If you count the same pace every single time, if someone kicks out, they kick out. If they don't kick out, I mean, I've heard guys say to referees, hey, can you make the 3 count, like that big swooping thing? And I've heard the referee try and look at him and go, well, make it that close then, and I'll do it. But I'm not going to do it just to do it. Like, I got to, you know, count 3. If you don't kick out, then. So in our match, it was the finish, and it was a very quick, simple match. And Cal rolled me up in a small package, and the ref went 1, 2, and stopped. And I remember Cal like getting off me, and I rehooked Cal. I pulled down. I yelled at the ref. I go, "Count the fucking 3, asshole!" but it killed the pop that we would have gotten if we would have counted
the surprise
start. Yeah, because no one would have expected that to be the finish.
100%. But you know what's funny is all the years. 30 plus years of us being together. I don't remember many of our finishes being so-called botched. I do remember one. It was when it was against the Outlaws. I had Road Dogg covered, and Billy came off the second or top rope with a leg drop or a knee or something like that to the back of my head. And from the video, I recently saw this on Facebook or a social media outlet. It appeared that he missed, and they were calling it a botch and everything else. And everybody was like, oh, no, he hit the back of his head and everything. And I remember it, and I do think Billy missed. And which is weird. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. I was covering Road Dog. And then he came off. It was one of the times we were supposed to win the belt. And Jesse went in and said, no, I don't think it's time yet. Let's do this finish. To Vince.
See, I remember that. Because they made, I don't know, I guess my problem with this whole thing is the word botched.
Botched, yes.
Like, it's...
It reminds me of the TV show.
There's a TV show called Botched?
Yes, it's about cosmetic surgery.
Oh.
Woo!
That's not something I would watch. But anyway, you know, wrestling is entertainment.
100%.
It's entertainment. You know, we're out there trying to perform and do things, but you know, we're not out there trying to kill one another.
Correct.
But at the same time, things get messed up.
Things,
people miss stuff. Stuff happens. But it's not like it's a movie where you can stop and edit and cut it over again.
No.
So for people to sit there and make the comments they do sometimes about it is a little annoying. And just for the record, let me just go back to Thea Hale. Sammy did not mess up. The ref did nothing wrong. The ref did what he was supposed to do. And we had that happen in one of our matches with Road Dog and Billy. Go. She's going to pull the cords right now. So, yeah, because we've been in matches where they changed kind of the finish on purpose without anyone knowing. We've been in that situation.
Yeah.
So,
but it happens.
Yeah. And I do bring that up in.
Here comes a plug.
Beneath the Skirt. Is that on Amazon or ChazMosh.com? Order on Amazon or ChazMosh.com. ChazMosh.com, you get a signed order. But yeah, mistakes happen. Things people like, you know, they're going to call it a botched spot because supposedly Billy missed her head. Like it.
That was actually the finish.
But shit happens, yeah. What I'm saying.
100%. Yes.
Yeah, things happen. People miss spots.
And sometimes you just get knocked out in the middle of a ring.
Yeah.
And you just can't kick.
No, you can't. You can't.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You got something else.
So let's talk about our upcoming year, 2026.
That will culminate on July 23rd, 2026 at Wildwoods Convention Center, Wildwood, New Jersey.
That's right.
But speaking of that.
Our final match.
This is where I was headed. We have our match.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, you're retiring. I've had people come up to me now, friends and whatever. But, oh, you're retiring from wrestling. No.
Right.
Retiring from
in-ring.
In-ring action. Because here's where I'm leading with this. Do you ever really retire from pro wrestling?
I don't think you can.
No, I think it's always.
You can't retire as an actor. You can retire from being on screen, but you will always have that label. As an actor.
Yeah, but you can be a retired actor.
Right. You just don't do any more films.
Right.
But you can still go to Comic-Cons and all these autographs things.
Right.
You'll still be recognized as an actor.
Right.
You're just not Joe.
Right.
Well.
Joe Blow.
I know. I just made it up.
Oh.
Just want to say Blow.
Okay. You always make it weird somehow.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you got it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I'm telling people, like, I'm not retiring from wrestling. You can't fully retire from this business. But you can, you know, because there's other outlets like this. Like, we're only doing this because of what we do, because we're we're still professional wrestlers. We're just not in ring action.
So here's a question. Let's see if we can get people to lay out opinions. Who would you like to see our final match be with? Because right now we don't know. we had one,
but they're not available. It was the original plan was when we originally planned this, which that original plan fell apart. And I just want to say thank you again to Tommy Fierro.
Yes.
For putting this together. And Tommy's going to make it. I'm excited to see what Tommy's going to do.
Yeah,
because I know he's going to make it special.
100%. He's going to
make it awesome. And even though the original plan fell through, I think Tommy would make it. We even had this discussion.
Yes.
That before. I think Tommy would still have made it better, but we wanted to keep it.
Yeah.
We wanted to keep the ties to the Monster Factory. We wanted to work with the Monster Factory with Danny, but I don't know what happened. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not even going to say, you know, Monster Factory has basically shut down. The kids, I guess the kids that were in the school are now running something else under a different name.
Right.
I have an idea, but I'm not 100% sure if that's the name, so I don't want to bring it up. So that was the original plan. And the original plan there was Matt Cardona and Brian Myers.
Yes.
And that was going to be in June because we both started in June.
In June, yep.
And at the Monster Factory, but that fell through.
What date did you start?
What's that?
What date? So that was June 7th. It was a Thursday.
You know what? Hold on. I can go into
chapter.
Right at the beginning. I think maybe chapter zero. It's a great picture of me with Cloudy and Fudgy.
Open it up.
This is Matt's forward. Matt Cardona did a forward for me.
Really?
Yes, he did. It was, I can tell you, because it's going to be right here. It was beginning of June.
I think it was right around the same time, which is very weird. I started in 1991, June 7th of 1991. I believe it was a wet Thursday.
I don't know. It was like, I think my trial was like June 5th or something. And then I started like a week later.
Yeah. So anyway, promoters out there, we still have some dates that are available. You know, we'd like to come out and see as many fans as we can to show appreciation, to say thank you, because without you guys, there wouldn't be us. Any professional wrestlers. So if you'd like to book us, you can.
Yeah, but book us fast because you go to chazmosh.com. you can go on there for information, chazmosh.com. And yeah, because I mean, it's funny. Now we realize we had this discussion.
Yes.
We realize why people have 3, 4, 5 year retirement.
Or 25 years like Kiss has.
Right. Or, yeah, where you keep coming back because, I don't want this to sound the way it may sound because I truly 100% appreciate it. But we've gotten more calls for booking since we announced being retired from the ring than we did before.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly everyone have it, which is amazing. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying.
And we appreciate it.
Now I understand why people just keep going because, if you're going to keep, I'm just going to say I'm going to retire, but I'm never going to retire. I'm just gonna
keep going. Right.
But right. No, let me get this straight. July 23rd. 2026 will be our last match together in a ring, unless
Japan
or WWE calls.
Yes.
That's totally different.
Totally.
Totally different. Because I've still never been to Japan. Noah. Noah's got an agreement with WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hank and Tank just got back from it.
Okay.
I watched all their adventures on social media.
Yeah. I wonder if people would watch if we did that. Like, from like episodes of this. You know, through our journey, our last 2026.
We film when we're doing our last shows and stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Walking through the airport, seeing the stupid stuff. We actually do to amuse ourselves still to this day. I don't know. Questions out there. Who do you want us to work with our last match? And would you guys watch if we did like a...
I'm sure they would.
Like a documentary almost.
I'm sure we would. Sure we would. I mean, we would. I'm sure some.
Yeah, we would watch ourselves.
So go to chazmosh.com. You can go on there, and there's an information thing. You can questions or whatever you want to book us or whatever. But,
Are filling up, yes.
Yeah, dates are filling up very quickly. Yeah, I think we're pretty much filled for May and June.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Okay. That's all I got.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Not much more.
See you when we see you.
Peace out.